This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace.com, where you can make a great website right now without having to know everything there is to know about making websites. They do all the heavy lifting for you. The web needs you, they need your website, and you need to save money. Go try the trial, see if you like it, and I know you will. When you're ready, use the code MORNING at checkout and save yourself 10% off your account. That's at Squarespace.com and the offer code MORNING. Coming up on TMS, let's go ahead and arrest that nice 90-year-old lady, okay?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Spiders get way bigger in the city.
Where do they put Robin Williams' body?
Foo Fighters add one more to the roster.
Therapy Thursday.
Your emails and more
on this episode of The Morning Stream.
It's him. We're back to school. Denim haircut. Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes. Get yourself an outfit. Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself back to school with these tails. Haircut.
Suddenly his nostrils quivered.
This is the morning stream. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Hey, everybody, it's reverse day. We play the middle show music when we should have played the top of the show music. Should have been this.
Oh, it's that.
Yeah, you know the one. All right. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the morning stream. That just was in the wrong position. So I clicked what I clicked normally, and it just did what it did. I have a little caffeine in me. It's me, Scott. It's him, Brian. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. How was your day?
Yesterday? How was my yesterday? How
yeah,
was my today?
Tell me. Listen, I just want to know how did the concert with all the old men on stage go?
I know. It was an oldies show. Swinging with the oldies. So last night I went to Fiddler's Green Amphitheater down in Littleton, southern Denver area, yep. And saw Jeff Beck and ZZ Top perform.
Wow.
And Jeff Beck is 70 and still rocks it, yep. although maybe he could have done a few fewer songs.
Oh.
It's tougher. So this guy's a legend. He was in the Yardbirds. He's played with some of the greats, right?
Yep.
He's number five on Rolling Stone's list of the greatest guitarists of all time.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix being number one. I can't remember the rest of it. Eric Clapton, I think, is two. Mm. Anyway. Mm. And Jeff Beck is up there.
Where did they put Eddie Van Halen on that list? Because remember
he's
in the 80s?
He's in the top 10, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's in the top 10.
Because in the 80s, you thought that was the guy that would never be toppled as greatest guitarist in the history of the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think we may have overblown it a little bit. You know, like in the end, it's not that Eddie wasn't amazing. He was, but he was an amazing guitarist at kind of doing what Eddie did.
Yes. And,
but there's a billion other kinds of disciplines that he didn't represent. So anyway, sorry.
Right.
Just a little throwback to, it just seemed like in the 80s, it was all like, who's the best guitarist? Eddie Van Halen, man. Shut up. Don't talk about anybody else. It seemed like.
Right. Yeah, but you know, Jeff Beck and Eric Clapton were huge in the 70s and earlier than that even.
Sure.
Anyway, so Jeff Beck comes out, does his deal. And I guess when you don't have songs, when you have songs that don't have lyrics in them, like they're instrumentals, it does make the concert feel a little bit longer, right? Like you need that kind of the vocals to break things up. And every once in a while, as part of the Jeff Beck band, there's a guy who comes out and does vocals like Superstition. He does a great, great version of Superstition. Actually, Jeff Beck was almost going to be the original artist of Superstition. Stevie Wonder wrote that.
Superstition.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. Right. Stevie Wonder actually wrote that song for Jeff Beck, but Stevie Wonder's manager actually rushed Wonder's version to the to production quicker so it could be released as a single before Jeff Beck's version.
Mm. All right, that's interesting.
And so then he leaves the stage and out comes ZZ Top. And ZZ Top, they're all in their mid-60s too. And I'm here to tell you that the greatest irony of rock and roll is no longer. So it used to be, you know, you get your Billy Gibbons, you get your Dusty Hill, and their big old beards. And these could have been two guys in disguises on stage, really, for all we knew.
All
you know, the only thing that basically said, okay, yeah, that's ZZ Top is just their sound. They have a very unique vocal sound.
Sure.
But it honestly, it could have been Daft Punk out there with fake beards and hats and sunglasses, because that's all you saw of their faces.
I love it when your persona is that much of your outward appearance. That's awesome. Yes.
But Frank Beard has always been, you know, it's always been a funny irony that the one guy in ZZ Top without a beard is the guy named Frank Beard. Well, I'm here to tell you, Frank was sporting a beard last night.
Like a full beard or just like a scruffy beard?
All right, well, here, if you click on the link that I put in the...
Put in the tadpole?
It put in the tadpole.
All right.
And also, I put it in our show notes.
All right, clicking it. Let's take a look.
You can see a picture of Frank Beard.
Is he asleep?
His... Looks like it, doesn't it?
It does. That's awesome.
But it's no Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill level beard. But dude's got a beard.
That's more beard than I've seen Frank Beard sport in the past.
That's right. Yes.
Well, I haven't seen him in
a long
time.
He's got a beard and he knows how to use it.
Wow, that's great. Do girls go crazy over a sharp bearded man?
They did, and it's funny. So that was the song. No, I take that back. Cheap Sunglasses comes on. They're about 5 or 6 songs into their set, and Fiddler's Green is an outdoor amphitheater. It's a really cool setup where you've got 2 big sections of seats, and then beyond that on the outside. If you think of it as like a semicircle, you've got 2 big sections of seats, and then the last ring of the semicircle is basically a big park where you've got a big sloped grassy area, and you just bring your blanket, you bring your padded thing you sit on, and you watch the concert from there. And we actually saw the first Lollapalooza from there.
Oh, nice.
That's where I was sitting for the first Lollapalooza.
That's so
muddy.
Much better than standing, though, in some moshy pit thing.
Yeah, by far. Mm. So Cheap Sunglasses comes on. They're about 6 songs into their set. And boom, Downpour City. Like, it starts raining like it...
Oh, no.
Like it, you know, it doesn't know. Like it's been saving this up for months.
Oh, that's too bad.
So we kind of hustled out of there, but we listened to them doing Sharp Dressed Man and Legs on our way out of the place.
Well, you know those beards smell real bad when they get wet. That's one thing you
know
for sure.
That was what our fear was. Yeah, exactly.
Like big poodles hanging around their face. Secondly, though, I think you had the same storm system or a chunk of it that we've been having. Mm-hmm. We had some of the worst wind, thunder, and then hail storms I've ever seen in my life yesterday.
Wow.
Something up, man. Like... Call it global warming, call it natural climate change, call it man-made climate change, call it whatever you want. But in the middle of August, a freaking hailstorm and kind of cold outside and giant, you know, almost probably quarter-size hail, leaving dents in people's cars. The wind was blowing so hard and it was just like these huge thunderous sounds coming from every direction. It was scary as hell.
Wow.
It gave me a headache.
And usually you see that kind of weather in spring, like late spring, early summer, right? The hailstones and stuff. Usually not in the...
No, it's usually beating down hot, and it's just walking out in the sun all day, and that's all August ever is. But man, what the hail. But I think you had a little piece of that. They had
probably
a monsoon in Arizona. Yeah. They had like a giant, like a dust stormy, monsoon level deal down out there where Nicole and Mark live. He got pictures of it. It's freaky as hell, man.
Wow.
We're all going to die, man.
It's the apocalypse.
It
it's
is
end
the
of
apocalypse.
Days.
We're all going to die.
How would Third Eagle describe this situation? Like, would he describe this as like the beginning?
Well, you think he has like a phrase, like a words
for
it?
Would he say that this is kind of like the beginning of the times?
All right, let me think. If I had to guess what he'd say, it's probably.
End times.
End times.
I never know how much time to give you on one of those.
No, that was good.
And really set it up.
No, I really appreciate it. That worked really well. Anyway, yeah.
So good show, good concert, and big thanks to my mom. She ended up getting free tickets from somebody at work, and they never even looked at our tickets. Actually, they looked at our bags to make sure we weren't bringing in anything.
Yeah.
And with my neighbors who I went with, it was probably a really good idea.
Mm. And you went with the crazy neighbors? Is that who went?
Yeah, I went with the crazy neighbors, yeah.
Oh, man. You guys have the best neighbors of all time. The stories Brian tells, many of which we don't even share on the show. are wonderful.
Oh yeah, there's things. Yeah, exactly. But they looked in our bags and checked Tina's purse and all that, and then just said, "Okay, go on in," but no tickets. Like, you know, some bum could have walked in off the street and said, "Oh, I got a ticket," and just walked right in.
All
right.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Excellent news.
Yeah.
I got some stuff here for you.
Tell me. Give me some stuff.
I like to belly up to the top of the show and either tell a story. I had no stories yesterday. Kind of had a crappy day yesterday. Stuff didn't go well. Nothing seemed to work the way I needed to. Things just kind of fell apart all day. Weird client stuff. I had the worst headache during that storm. I am affected by the weather.
Oh, it's the pressure.
Some people have no problem with it. It's like, whatever. What are you doing? But for me, it can knock me on my butt when it's just high pressure, low pressure, you know, just changes in the atmosphere, especially when they're sudden like that. Sometimes just put me down, like the worst headache. So I had that going, but I had to just bust through it, work through it. And the whole day was just kind of a fart fest. I don't know what that means. It just didn't work out well. And so I have no stories. I got no good story. I didn't go out to the track and try to find some weirdo. Nobody had their wiener out. No geese chased me.
Didn't go through a drive-thru and have some weird experience at the drive-thru?
No. But I did find this great list of questions about celebrities that can never be answered.
Oh, good.
24 of them, in fact. And they're kind of visual, which is unfortunate because a lot of people hear this on the podcast, but I still think this is pretty great.
Well, I'm going to put a link to it in the tadpole so they can follow along. And those of you who are listening to the podcast later, just do a search on BuzzFeed for 24 questions that can't be answered.
Yeah. And there's... I think your link went weird. There's the one I think works. I don't know.
Why did my link? Oh, yeah. I don't know why that was. It did some weird redirect thing.
What the heck is that? That's strange.
People of the Tadpool, ignore my first link. I don't know what that was.
Google, what are you doing, man? All right. So you'll have a look at these here as we go. Number one, why does Katy Perry look like Ellen DeGeneres imitating Riff Raff? That's pretty close.
That is a pretty good question, yeah.
Why does Iggy Azalea look like Doug with a weave? We're talking about the cartoon character Doug.
The really simple animated Nickelodeon. Yeah.
She's the Australian, right? She's all the rage
right now. I have no idea the genesis of Iggy Azalea.
I want to say...
But okay. I'm guessing that's not a real name. I'm just guessing here.
It seems like that's not a real name.
But she's fancy.
She seems all right. Yeah. I mean,
you already know.
Sure. And she's doing songs and things. Like, she's a popular singer. She's got a song called, Fancy.
She is Australian.
Yeah, she is, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's hear just a taste
of it. Amethyst Amelia Kelly is her real name.
Oh, a parental advisory. I don't know if we're going to get some F-bombers here. Okay, here we go. Dude. See if this sounds like pop music 2014.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Oh, she's like a rapper chick. I look like Doug and I got this thing. All right. I really don't know enough about her to say anything. I do like this Haley, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande?
Is it Grande?
Yeah, I get those all the time at Starbucks. Can I get the Ariana Grande, please?
It's like a burrito at Chi Chi's. they ask why the show is like she just farted and louder than she thought it was going to be in her face. But she's got that great new song.
The one with the video where she's a little space.
Yes. She shoots boob missiles.
Boob missiles, yes.
So I was digging around going, well, where does this person come from? What's her deal? What's her story? She's another one of these Nickelodeon stars. That's
oh, really?
Is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's moving out, though. Moving out. Moving on.
Is she? Yeah. Her brother is on the reality show Big Brother right now. So,
Really?
Tina and I are getting our fill of Ariana Grande talk.
Well, she's got her Break Free. This is the big song, right? I'll just play a taste because I kind of like it. I got to admit. It's just very ravey, housey.
That doesn't sound like any of her songs.
Yeah, not at all.
2014 pop music.
See, I have a thing for kind of house dance techno. I don't know what it is. I just have a thing for it. Like, I will be the guy that goes to those, that sees that Time Life commercial for like dance hits of the whatever. Uh-huh. And I'll pick it up. Because
used to be the KHL album.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I don't know what, clearly there's something wrong with me, but anyway. my favorite is number 5. Why does Beyonce look like Snoop Dogg when her face is swapped with Lord?
That is kind of scary.
It's really scary, kidding. Dude. Hizzy, hizzy, fizzy, he says. That's a terrible, that was a really bad Snoop Dogg impression. Next one, where does Lady Gaga look like she just signed the Declaration of Independence? Okay, great. Let's see, I'm going to skip down a little bit.
Can you really question anything Katy Perry does?
I question
anymore. She's got a new album coming out with Tony Bennett. I'm into that.
Really?
Yeah, all that kind of style, that Tony Bennett duet, traditional music style.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Bring it. We've done some of that on the show. A couple of those, right?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Because they did those like that one off, then the other one went really well. So they probably went, hey, let's make a whole album.
Let's do a whole album.
Tony said, where's my pills? I can't find my pills. Why does Selena Gomez look like she has babies trying to escape from her knees? Look at that photo on number 9. That's weird. She has little faces on her knees. Yes. All right, skipping ahead. I'm going to skip down here. Why does Cher at number 12 look like she should be kidnapping toddlers and turning them into goblins? That's pretty good.
A good little labyrinth reference there. Absolutely.
Why does Taylor Swift look like a white Jay-Z when she has Harry's Styles face swapped? There you go. Why does Miley Cyrus look like a giant baby with her diaper looking high-waisted shorts? Anyway, skipping down. All right. How come Rihanna looks like Steve Martin in that white wig? I agree. Skipping down. Well, that's another knee one. Oh, that one's great. Number 20. Why does Miley Cyrus's knee look like Seth Rogen? Look at that.
That has to have been Photoshopped.
That is amazing. I don't think it is.
That's hilarious. It looks just like Seth Rogen.
I realize this is entirely...
it is very visual, yeah.
Yes, very visual. Finally, let's just say number 24 is a question that just on the hearts and minds of Americans and really the international audience everywhere all the time, which is, why does Lady Gaga look like a hash brown? There you go.
Way to close it out, BuzzFeed. Yeah,
not too bad, right? Hey, this weekend, the freaking Emmys are on. It's the TV Emmys, and we do this pool thing. We've done it for a couple of years anyway.
Mm-hmm. We did with the Oscars at least.
Yeah, we did. I guess we've never.
It's our first time doing it with the Emmys.
That's right. So that's this weekend. I hope people watch it and catch it because the fun is not in the Emmys themselves, but the fun is in participating in the Emmy pool.
Well, there's a lot of geek love in the Emmys this year. I mean, there's Breaking Bad is in there a lot. Orange is the New Black. I mean, stuff that we talk about on this show is very well represented in the Emmys this year. So
yeah.
True Detective, which I'm 6/8 of the way through. I guess you would simplify that to 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah, nice job.
All right.
I think that thing, whenever Fargo. It's nominated for, is going to sweep their categories. I really think that.
It's hard to say that. I mean, True Detective, but Fargo was fantastic. And Breaking Bad, this is their swan song.
It's their final award season.
Exactly. Last chance to kind of give Breaking Bad some love, and I think I don't know.
I feel like Breaking Bad won a lot of stuff during its run, and I feel like it's out of sight, out of mind, and I feel like True Detective left a giant impact. I don't know. I'm not saying deservedly or not.
All right then, sir.
I just think it's going to happen. That's all.
What you need to do is put your money where your mouth is and go to tiny.cc/TMSEmmys. That's TMSEMMYS, and put in your votes, and let's see. We'll see where the chips fall, mister. All right.
Okay. Why is Orange is the New Black nominated for a comedy? That's annoying.
Well, what should it be nominated for?
Drama.
You think?
I think so. It's more dramatic than it is comedic. It has funny moments, but I would put it on par with like just about anything. Like, I don't know. Go back to when Boston Legal was a show. That show with Denny Crane and freaking what's his name, that had as much or more comedy in it that it did drama, but was never up for comedy awards. It was always drama awards, and it won a lot. That's a weird category.
It is a weird category, and I feel like I'm fine with Orange is the New Black being in either comedy or drama. I think comparing the two seasons, I'd say the first one skewed a little bit more towards comedy.
Yeah.
Second season, maybe not as much, but wherever they, you know, that I'd rather they have a hard time figuring out which Emmy category it needs to be put in rather than they do, then Jinji Cohen changes the show so that it fits more in one of those categories.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, yeah. If you're going to put American Horror Story in mini best miniseries,
miniseries.
That's better than them trying to force it into being something else. Totally right, agree exactly. with you on that. Yeah. This just in. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, by the way, that link again, tiny.cc/TMS Emmys.
So put in your picks, everybody. You've got till Friday at midnight. And then the person with the most correct picks will get a prize.
Yeah.
Prize.
Nothing wrong with that. A prize is good. Okay, I got big news. Beep, beep, beep.
All right. Lay it on me.
iOS, possibly Android fans. I'm not sure if it's on there yet. It will be at some point. I should be happy if you like Clash of Clans. Okay? Clash of Clans.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game style you like, which everybody seems to be doing these days. Then you're going to love Clash of Clans Fueled Gravy Train Star Wars : Commander.
What?
Star Wars based Clash of Clans set in the Obi-Wan Kenobi's an Old Man universe. Like that era. Like the good era. Anyway, I kind of want to play it.
Is it out now?
Yeah, it's
out now. I'm in the App Store right now.
It says it's out now. let me double check. It is called Star Wars, and then there's a colon, and then Commander. And it's Clash of Clans, basically, which is a very popular... It's almost a genre now.
Holy
Everybody's poop, doing it. That seems exciting. So get
Star
your...
Star Wars colon.
Get your sweaty...
Commander. Colon Commander.
Colon Commander. Okay.
Colon Commander.
That's why your main character is...
Misa gonna command your colon!
Obi-Wan Kenobi in his old age has got some colon issues and need to command them.
All right.
All right. Do it. Get on it.
There's another thing that's going to keep me from playing Hearthstone. Thank you very much.
Right. Miss raid over that one. I'll tell you that. I'm going to try to raid tonight. I keep saying that.
I'm going to raid and... I got in the beta finally for Draenor.
Oh, did you now?
Finally.
Did you try it out? Did you install it?
No. I installed it.
Okay.
I made that step.
Often where you get and then not play.
That's exactly. That is the it's usually the precipice on which I
precariously with video games.
Yes.
All right. Daryl time, and that begins with Daryl's theme. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, and it's brung to you by...
Hey, Scott, have you ever been to the Colombian jungle, had white powder blown in your face, and woke up next to the side of the road missing your shoes and your wallet?
Yes.
You should have listened to the Weekly Bleep. Chris and Marcus know how to get you out of a pickle. That's theweeklybleep.com.
Wow, all right. I was wondering if that was... It seems much less scary and awful now that I've read that, or you've read that, and I understand it better. Daryl, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, dude, I know you're excited, but try to contain yourself over eating the spam-flavored macadamia nuts. Try to contain yourself.
Spamadamia.
Spamadamia, everybody. Sounds like a utopian society, doesn't it?
It does.
Spamadamia.
Spamadamia.
Daryl comes on the show, does Star Trek trivia questions. We've done it since the beginning, so just back off, all right? It's fun. We have fun with it, and it's just the way it is. We like doing it, so no one's mad. I'm just making all that up.
So chillax, bro.
Before we get into anything big here,
chillax,
we got...
Broheim.
Yeah, Broheim. Iceworm put together a mashup for Nicole, so we're gonna play that real quick just for funsies here.
So you still have other balls in the air. It looks like the trailer for Bioshock
Screenshots.
Conquistador.
Big cookie for me, bitch.
Crap!
Critically acclaimed.
Dermot McRoney. Don Cheeto. Dylan McDermott.
Emilio!
Hey, careful! What's in the box?
Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah. Oh, did you like it?
Beady, 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 beep.
I had to take my character into a butthole.
Douche. I'm Batman.
Gagagoo, gagagoo.
Gagagoo, gagagoo.
Curse of Necramus. Does his wiener stick to things? Nom, nom, nom. I have nude nuns with big guns. Pew, pew. Take your tentacle and like suck on to a grab on to something so you can suck it with your sucker.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
F off. She's, your mother.
She's kind of a psycho. That's what that turns into. Her inability to pronounce certain words, it really is. And I know this is me talking here, but I love how she cannot get people's last names. That's one of my favorite things.
It's the pot calling the kettle blork.
Right. you hear that? Scott proclaims on Twitter. You want to put that one out there. That's pretty good. all right. So let's get down to it, Daryl. Let's ask you a trivia question about Star Trek. And let's see how you do. In the original series episode, The Devil in the Dark,
The pizza.
Oh, it does. That's the pizza. That's the Horta, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Enterprise goes to the planet Janus 6. There is a mine on this planet, and the miners are being killed by the Horta. These creatures look like a giant pizza, according to Daryl. This is what Iceworm says. Kirk orders Dr. McCoy to treat one of them. What material does McCoy use to treat the Horta? Was it A?
Is it?
What? No. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, hold on to your butts.
It's a big slicer.
The electroceramic. B, plasticized titanium mesh. C, thermal concrete. Or D, nanopolymer. Those all sound like real things to me. Mm-hmm. Ceramic, plasticized titanium mesh, thermal concrete, or nanopolymer. While you think about the thing you already know, let me just drift my hand over here and click these three things.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
I literally clicked them in that order. I could do it.
Watch a foodie.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
I could do it in that order. I could go.
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
I could go.
Yeah, people might think that there's no choice in the matter. Like, you know, basically you're hitting one button to get all of those food things to play.
Yeah.
But no, that couldn't be further from the truth. You are...
Brian, I'm a workhorse in the podcast.
You are controlling each of those. Yeah. They're like little puppets dangling from your fingers.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go cheap. Okay, what would Shatner say?
Hey,
all right, that's what he'd say. Yeah. Daryl, let's eat these weird things. So we got in our hands here a little item. It's a can. It says the card that came with it says Aloha. When I saw these in the store, I immediately thought about foodie tasting on the morning stream. Enjoy. This is from Could It Be Good? Could be good on Twitter. Could KUDBEGUD on Twitter. And these macadamia nuts from the Hamakua plantations in Hawaii. Spam classic flavored macadamia nuts. So they look like Spam, like a can of Spam. Spam can. And let's do it. Let's try it
out. Spam is big in Hawaii.
Is it?
They love Spam, yeah.
Hmm. What have we done there? The white man has ruined native people. Okay, so there's a...
Whoa.
Yeah, it's got like a pop can thing. Yeah.
Did you put your nose right by the popper when you opened it?
No, are you supposed to?
No, I would not recommend it.
I'm going to do it. Oh, it's like a fart.
Mm. Well, at least you know it's fresh.
Ugh.
It doesn't... I don't know. It smells like cow hooves.
It does, right?
No, it's
macadamia. Cow hooves.
How close do you get to cow hooves to smell them, dude? That's real close to a cow hoof to get that odor off of it. Ugh, you can never. When Daryl was young, you could never take him to the petting zoo. Get all close to the hooves. All right, so these are all like salted with Spam powder,
right?
And they're super fattening. So I'm only going to eat one.
Oh, really? Are macadamia nuts like super?
Oh, it's like the most fat of the nuts.
Oh, look at that! 20 grams of fat in a 1 ounce serving.
Yeah. Super fat. They always have been. They're all great if you need to survive in some jungle, but they're not good for you if you're eating them just for fun. All right, here we go. I'm terrified of this. Should I lick it or taste it first, or what are we doing here?
Do whatever you want to do.
All right.
Lick a nut.
Yeah, lick a nut. Ice warm, you got that one? Yeah, thanks. Oh. It's not bad.
Yeah, no.
I'm not getting the Spam off it, though.
Mm-mm.
I taste the nut. I don't taste
the Spam.
Spam
is very subtle.
Subtle Spam.
Yeah.
Subtle Spam. It's a new plugin for Gmail.
Yeah, I mean the macadamia flavor overcomes the Spam flavor completely. So I'm gonna lick some of the flavor dust off of this thing.
That's really not bad.
Yeah.
I'm walking away from this pleased.
Even if you lick the flavor dust off of this, it doesn't really have a really strong flavor to it.
Yeah, it's not really spammy.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, if you dig deep down, there's a little note in there that says there's a Nigerian prince that needs your help, but you got to dig way at the bottom to get it. Okay. Well, thank you.
Spam joke.
Spam joke. Get it, everybody. Get it. That was hugely awesome. Thank you for doing that. Could it be good?
Could be good.
Could be good.
Yeah, and it was good.
Wasn't bad at all. Did he handwrite your notes as well?
Yes. Yeah, he handwrote all three of ours. How about that?
All in caps.
There's someone who cares.
Yeah, that guy loves us. We love him in return.
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch him. All right. I don't know what that meant.
You've already touched his nuts.
I have touched his nuts. That's right. Brian licked one.
Too much.
Yes. So what are we doing? Birthdays. How about that? Who's anybody? It's a big week for names. Today, will today let us down or will it be big name as well?
Well, it's Kim Cattrall.
Oh, that's a big name.
58.
She's Mannequin.
Mm-hmm. She was on that TV show with the old lady who had a bunch of prostitutes working for her, right?
Hold on.
Sex in the City?
Sex in the City. That's the one. I thought that was the horse racing show on HBO. Am I mixing those up?
Luck? Yeah, that's it too. Yeah,
yeah, it was Luck. boy, Luck had bad luck, didn't
it? Yes, I will give proper credit to Family Guy where I did steal that joke.
Mm. Hey, that show that got renewed on AMC that everyone's raving about. What's it called? Stop and Run or Rush?
Oh, Catch Fire, Halt and Catch Fire.
That's the one. Have you seen it? Do you know what that
is? No, but I want to see it. Everybody I know that has watched it, which is one person named Don,
yeah,
raves about it and says, Brian, you need to watch that. I watched Silicon Valley on HBO, and apparently there's kind of a similarity between the two. By the way, that show's worth watching too.
Huh.
Silicon Valley. But no, I hear great things about Halt and Catch Fire.
Well, let's see.
But it's AMC, and AMC is really bad about about making their stuff available to cord cutters.
You're right. They are. They're good about one thing, though, and that is giving weird shows that get no viewership at first a chance because they believe in them. And that's a huge deal. But
yeah,
you're right. Well, I mean, you can get it on iTunes very next day.
But I got to buy it.
Well, yeah. Mr. Freeloader, yeah. Mr. Want Everything for Free.
I can watch everything else in my world I can watch for free.
Well.
Legally.
With
completely
subscriptions
legally.
And things, yeah, but sort
yeah.
of for
Well,
free.
Yeah. I'm going to get my HBO Go, you know, because of my HBO subscription. And
that would be nice if they had some deal with somebody.
I should have, is there an AMC app? I know it's really good if you want to watch along with The Walking Dead and see photos of things that happened in The Walking Dead.
I hate that. I already have a companion app for all my TV watching. It's called IMDb and the Internet. I already have those things. I don't need a specialized one, AMC. Hey, I hear a lot of rustling around there, Daryl. You got people around your desk. What's going on?
Nah, I don't know.
Jester
what's
says
going
that
on.
AMC puts all their episodes the next day on their website for free. Do they really?
If that's true, this is the first time hearing of it.
Yeah.
Commercial.
If that's true, then I take back some of the things I said about AMC.
Still be nice to watch it on your television. I guess you could.
They have an app called AMC Mobile for iPad. I'm going to see what that lets you do. Right. It's only got 2 stars, so I'm guessing it doesn't do what people want it to do.
You think? Yeah, it might not. Damn those microtransactions. Pops up every 5 minutes and says, Do you want to buy extra gems to subscribe to AMC? All right.
Following programs.
Brought to you at Liberty. Daryl, let's get down to it here. Happy birthday to Kim Cattrall. We kind of skipped over her, but she was a fine Vulcan in that movie there. And she went bad, though. She was a bad Vulcan. Spoiler, everybody. She was a bad Vulcan. Let's get back to your question. And I feel like you already know it, but...
I have a question first.
Go.
About a TV show.
Yeah.
Bob's Burgers.
One of the best shows on television, period.
Does it get better?
Daryl, you and I are going to have to have fisticuffs if you're telling me now that you don't like Bob's Burgers.
It's such a great show.
How far did you get? How many of you seen?
Well, I watched the first episode and I laughed once. So I thought, well, okay, I guess I'll try it again. So I watched the second episode and I didn't laugh at all.
Keep going. This is still the only show on television. I mean the only show in the 21 years my wife and I have been married. The only show that makes her belly laugh out loud is Bob's Burgers. In all of that time, it doesn't matter what I'm showing her, any kind of comedy, it doesn't matter. Some movies get her, but TV comedies, animated or not, don't make her laugh.
You know,
this show makes her laugh.
Don't connect with some people, and it's totally okay.
Yeah,
it's
right. It's true. I don't want to get into that mode of, Daryl, come on, man, join the team.
if you don't think this is funny, something's wrong.
But I'll feel slightly bad that our good friend Daryl isn't having a good time with it. Just because I feel like there's stuff there for Daryl. I feel like you should be laughing at it.
Well, maybe it'll get better.
It's really funny.
This is kind of what happened with Futurama. I didn't get it at first, but then I got into it.
Did you know that it was named after, sorry, this is a different subject, but I listened to a documentary radio thing about the last big World's Fair in Chicago that was called Futurama. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that either.
So that's what this apparently, they named it after that. I guess. Or that was the idea. Anyway.
Okay. And I will say this, by the way.
Say it.
Just to kind of put a pin in something we said a moment ago. Halt and Catch Fire is available, full episodes on AMC.com. You can only watch them for the next 11 days. So if you're going to watch it, if you want to catch up on this, what everyone says is a really good show, you've got 11 days to do it.
And they're all... Okay, I'm in. I'm doing it.
And it stars the Pie Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Pie Man.
Lee Pace.
I love the Pie Man.
Who's also... Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah, Ronan. I keep calling him the Inquisitor, but yes, Ronan the Accuser. Who's the Inquisitor? There was somebody called the Inquisitor in that show or that movie.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Ah, crap. Wasn't there? Was the Destroyer, the Inquisitor, and the Accuser? Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is, Daryl, give it another shot just for us. Just try it a little bit more and just see if it lands on you any better.
Okay.
That shows
I'm a little upset that Futurama was not up for an Emmy, but Bob's Burgers is.
I think Bob's Burgers is really good and probably deserves to be there, but I also agree with you that so does Futurama. So
yeah.
I don't know. My daughter's fiance / boyfriend / whatever he is right now until he gets married. he doesn't like Futurama at all. Cannot stand it.
Really?
So we've got a real division in the family already over this one.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, the first this is where it starts, Johnson.
He's also
this
not
is where
seen.
It begins.
He has not seen a single Star Trek TV episode of any type or a movie, not even once, including the new ones. He's seen none of it.
All right, you know what I'm doing? I'm stepping in.
Someone needs to.
I'm stepping in.
Intervention.
I'm going to handle the whole bachelor party thing now.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's going to be nothing but binge watching Star Trek.
You know what's funny? That's my idea of a good bachelor party.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I would totally like that because I am not into the whole, like, let's get blind drunk. I would rather watch something fun.
Right, right.
That says so much about me. Daryl, let's get to your question here. This electroceramic, plasticized titanium mesh, thermal concrete, or nanopolymer, which of those was used to help heal the Horta, the pizza creature?
Okay. Yep. Well, yeah, when McCoy says what he's using to trowel the stuff into the wound, he says it is also used for building emergency shelters.
Ooh.
And it is the thermoconcrete.
Oh.
Pain!
You're right. Let's find... Well, maybe you're right. I don't know if you're right. Are you right? Let's find out. Judges, is he right?
Congratulations.
Oh.
You're a winner.
Wahoo! Good job. You did it. You nailed it. It's thermal concrete. McCoy uses thermal concrete on the Horta to heal its wounds. He says the concrete is silicon-based, just like the Horta. Here is a clip of Kirk ordering McCoy to heal the Horta. Heal it!
Joe, it's wounded badly. You've got to help.
Help that?
Go take a look.
You can't be serious. The thing is virtually made out of stone.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
You're a healer. There's a patient. That's an order.
Well, Kirk was real curt in that one.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot to say. More heels. Heels, please. HLZ, please. Nice job, Daryl. Way to go, man. Just pulling it out because this week's been a rough one. What are we, 50-50 here? I think so. In the end. That's all right. That's a winning week regardless. You're not in the negative. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. Follow him there. He's also This Week in Trek's own Daryl Skeels, and you can find him on the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, you play a game with us at the end of this segment called Some Dumb Thing or Star Trek. What is it?
How about a Star Trek drug or an actual drug?
Okay.
All right.
Trek drug or actual drug. Do I have a theme? Sure.
What?
That's it. That's all you get today.
Aripiprazole. I tried to break it down so it'd be easier to pronounce it. It just made it harder.
Aripiprazole? Did I hear that right?
Aripiprazole.
I'm going to say that's a real drug.
I think so, too. That sounds like something you would give an old lady for her arthritis.
When I read it, it really sounded like a Star Trek thing. But yes, it is Abilify.
Oh.
It's a real drug.
I've seen commercials for that.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor if Abilify is right for you. May cause your penis to explode or a horse to take a crap on your face.
That means it's definitely not for me.
You know, I hear that because those commercials, and when they say, ask if it's right for you, I'm like, I don't have to ask, dude.
Yeah,
you tell me I'm going to get leaky freaking bone disease for the next 10 years? No. You know, it's not right for
me. No asking necessary. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, guys.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by the Hero Movie Podcast, a weekly podcast focusing exclusively on comic book and superhero movies, brought to you by an art director, an amateur comic book historian, and a film school graduate. I switched him around.
Hey.
Find it at heromoviepodcast.com or just search for Hero Movie Podcast wherever you find your podcasts.
Perfect. Perfection.
Thanks.
Hedy Epstein.
Hedy Epstein.
One of the sweat hogs, I guess.
Yes, Mr. Carter.
So Epstein was the curly
haired.
What
is it, Hedy?
Wasn't it that was the curly haired one?
Exactly. Epstein was the curly haired one that was not John Travolta or Horseshack.
Horseshack was the little squirrely Washington. One. Right. One. Right. Washington
was the black one.
Was the black one. The black one.
Yeah.
And who are we missing? Is that all the sweat hogs?
John Travolta.
Oh, John Barberino. Travolta. Duh. Barberino.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. You got to touch my hair. Hedy Epstein. This has nothing to do with any of that.
Not at all.
She is 90 years old. She is a Holocaust survivor. Would have been a child then. Has been arrested during the Michael Brown protest in Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh, jeez.
Arresting a 90-year-old lady who's peacefully, demonstration. What is that called? What's wrong with me here? Peaceful, not demonstration. Peaceful.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going with us.
We're all allowed to do it. We're supposed to be able to pick up a picket sign and go.
Oh, like right, protest.
Protester.
Okay. Well, that word was in. You said that word two seconds ago.
I know, and then I forgot it. Protester. That's it. Right. Anyway. Hedy Epstein. She was arrested Monday during the unrest in the wake of this, the death of Michael Brown. Epstein, who aided Allied forces in the Nuremberg trials, was placed under arrest in downtown St. Louis, Missouri, for failing to disperse during a protest of Governor Jay Nixon's decision to call the National Guard in. Eight others were also arrested. Quote, I've been doing this since I was a teenager. I didn't think I would have to do it when I was 90. Epstein told the National something during her arrest. Quote, we need to stand up today so people don't have to do this when they're 90. Well, I agree.
Yeah.
You know what, Grandma? Way to go. It's kind of a mess down there. Look,
it is a big mess. Yeah.
How about cool heads prevail? How about somebody walk in and go, you know what, guys? I think
there's a better
arresting
way
a 90-year-old is probably not the best thing we could do with our time.
Exactly.
I understand if people are throwing, you know, something terrible at you or trying to be in, you know, create harm to police or throw back, throw sticks at people or whatever it is. If you're trying to quell that kind of violence, I understand it. Was she caught in the middle of that? No. She just was slow to get out of there when they said disperse. The whole thing just is so... Here's the deal. I watched some guy with his iPhone and a Ustream account who worked for, who was he a journalist for? Crap, I don't remember the website. But it was like 3 hours of watching this guy just roll around town with his iPhone, trying to find out what was going on, asking questions, doing stuff. And it was the best news coverage I've seen in a decade because it wasn't 50 talking heads from people who don't have any business being on camera on CNN. It wasn't Wolf Blitzer making wild, crazy accusations or you know, hypotheticals. It wasn't a bunch of bullcrap politics. It was just a guy on the ground showing stuff as it happened. It was awesome, Brian.
Wow.
Highly recommend it. And the best part about it was it went both ways. Like, there's a lot of stink right now about some police officer that said, get out of my way or I will kill you. All right? You know this. You've heard this quote probably in the news. I don't know if you have or not. But people have heard it. Right? Have you heard that? Brian, you there? Hello? Did I lose you? Oh.
He froze.
God, all right, we're back.
Bastard. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. Freaking Skype gods.
So Cleo actually, right before that happened, she actually has a story about this woman.
The Hedy lady?
The Hedy lady.
Does she want to do it now or later when we bring her in?
I think she said now is good if you're...
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
It may kill the rest of our news is all I'm saying on time. Let's see. Well, it's... We're getting close to having to call Wendy is all.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's
you know what? We'll wait.
We'll talk to you during
We will call you after segment. For the hoo-ha, and then I want to hear all about it. So stay tuned for that.
Cool.
Spiders are bigger when they live in the city. That's something I wanted to mention.
I didn't want to miss this.
Well, you yesterday had brought up that spider, right?
Yes.
And okay. So this seems interesting. City living can really have its perks. If you're a spider, golden orb weaving spiders that lived in urban areas were bigger and more successful. You got better jobs and more promotions.
Orb weavers are cool looking too.
They are. Than any other country dwelling counterparts, according to a team of Australian scientists. The findings published in PLOS One, whatever that is.
I haven't heard of that.
Detail this complexity. Talk about how they manage to survive and thrive in a man-made environment. So if you don't like spiders, probably don't want to read this article. But anyway. Says, usually it degrades habitats for species struggling to survive. But some things, like pigeons, raccoons, these spiders and others, become urban exploiters. And they adapt to that new environment. Not only adapt, but they freaking thrive in it. So that was a follow-up to yesterday's spider talk. Yikes. Spider talk! Spider talk. Okay, so you're a guy and you're thinking, man, I want to chronicle all the giant spiders in my neighborhood. So I'm going to do it with photos and do it on a website. But I don't know how to make websites. I got news for you.
How do I make a website for my spider photos?
Well, here's what you do, you weird kid with the spider fetish. Go register a domain and get an account at squarespace.com where you can make any kind of blog about spiders. You make stuffed spiders, like make little spider plushies and then sell them there because all the tools you need to sell stuff are right there and super easy. It doesn't matter who you are. It's super simple. Here's the deal. Free trial. Go try your spider website. Make the spider website. Say, I like my spider website. I think I'm going to stay here. When you do, use the code MORNING at checkout for 10% off your account. Squarespace.com. A better web begins with your website. Go check them out today, please. All right? Okay? All right.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop brought to you by...
What's dear leader up to? What giant blunders help shape history? Who really sends me messages through the toaster? Listen to the Weekly Bleep to find out. That's theweeklybleep.com. You'll be amazed. Wow,
that's a pretty good version of that MTV VJ you did there.
That one guy, mm-hmm. like Headbangers Ball or something?
Something, yeah.
What's Adam Curry doing these days?
You know he's got
conspiracy theories.
Yeah. You know he's got John C. Dvorak sitting there. Robin Williams' body was cremated and sent to sea. This happened the day after he died. Did you know that?
Oh, I did not know
that.
Yeah,
they got right to it. His ashes were scattered in the San Francisco Bay. This according to an official death certificate that is now in county hands and is a public thing. The document issued in Marion County where he died does not list an immediate cause of death. Instead, it merely says pending investigation. Williams reportedly committed suicide on August 11th and... the coroner is still waiting to get toxicology tests and reports to see if he had any chemicals in his body at the time. I don't know why that matters at this point, but yeah. I guess they still do that.
You kind of have to just to see if...
Did you see that Warcraft deal, though, that they're doing?
No, that they're going to create an NPC, right, based on Robin Williams? I think that's fantastic.
Let me show you the photo here that they got so far. And by the way, I did not say... Warcraft dildo. I said Warcraft dildo. Although you might sell a few of those, just saying. Maybe not. All right. So here's your photo. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Here you go. I'll put it there in your. I'll put it in the chat. Everyone can see it.
Okay.
There you go.
Click on that. Too.
There you go. Yeah. Click on that right there.
Yeah. Render all these horrible
spider photos. Like no
giant spiders. That ironic name. Oh my god.
That one that jumps off the wall, dude.
Yes. Horizontally.
That's terrible.
Oh wow, so that's gonna be it's based on
like the genie.
Oh, that's so cool.
And if that's true, and it all looks like it is, they've got some sound files, data mined, and all this stuff already from a patch. There are also other references, like there's a Mrs. Doubtfire lady at some point, and there's some other stuff, but the genie model is custom done, like that's not in the game in some other form.
And that would be the most fitting tribute I think they could do.
I agree, although there's idiots on that blog going, don't do the genie. Why don't you do Hook instead?
Oh, no. No way. Really?
Yeah. What are they thinking? That's not even a good fit. Even if it's the better movie, it's not a good fit. And it's not the better movie, by the way.
It's not the better movie. It's not even close. Stretch of the imagination.
But if you said it was, what are you going to do? Have him standing there in little green shorts? That's dumb.
Yeah. It's Peter Pan. Come on. You know, we don't need Peter Pan in the game.
Me and commenters not getting along this week. I'm really having a hard time with them. Like internet commenting. It's just gotten to the point.
That's trolly.
I hate it. Anyway. Oh, ironic name. What's this one?
Oh, my God. That thing is not real.
Oh no, but that look at that guy.
I love the head that pops up behind the couch.
That is amazing. Oh, I would die.
Yeah.
I would die, dude. I would die. I couldn't do it.
I love the whole little freak out dance that guy does.
I would do a similar dance.
Oh, all right. We got to figure out a way. These ironic name, we love these, and we don't want you to stop doing them. We got to figure out a way where you can put them somewhere where podcast listeners can see them too. Because yeah.
Put them a can you do a compilation or a single page with them all or something? Something like that. Yeah. Like one place feeds everything kind of deal. Foo Fighters, Dave. Dave Minoma said. Frontman, Dave Grohl. You know Dave Grohl.
I do know Dave Grohl. He did a great, I don't know if you saw their ALS challenge video, but they reenacted the pig's blood scene from the end of Carrie.
Oh, they did?
With them in prom dresses. Like, recreated the entire thing. Okay. For their ALS challenge.
Once again, Dave Grohl just keeps notching up my list of amazing people.
Exactly.
I love Dave Grohl. He makes me laugh. He's an incredible performer. His music's great. I love the Foo Fighters. There's nothing, I can never say a bad thing about Dave Grohl. Anyway, they have welcomed a baby girl into the world. This is his third child. Sadly, it was 6 days before his dad died. So his dad had a rough go here. Age 75, just passed away. But Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters frontman, and his wife, Jordan Blum, I don't know how you'd say it, started the month off on a high note when they welcomed their third child on August 1st. News has confirmed the couple named their beautiful baby girl Ophelia St. Grohl. She joined sisters Violet May, who age 8, and Harper Willow, age 5. Oh, cute little girls, dude. The exciting news. Oh, did you hear Terpster's having a girl? Did you hear that?
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, didn't we find that out on the video at the beginning of Nerdtacular?
No, we just knew he was having a baby.
Oh, we just saw the ultrasound thing. That's right. Oh.
They found out the stem is not on the apple, as Bill Cosby
said. Poor Terpster.
Yeah, right? Poor guy. Raising a little. Oh, man. Girls are the best. I'm stoked for him. It's going to be great.
Yeah, actually, I think girl.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, you guys have a son, and he's cool, and I have both, and they're both cool. But there's something about... There's a daddy-daughter thing there that's really hard to beat. It's pretty sweet.
They're easier to parent at different ages, and right now we're in the... If we had a girl at this age, she'd be a little easier to parent right now.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It depends on the girl, I guess. You know, well, who knows? True. We all, that's you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, or whatever, but or grass is always greener, but I think it's whatever you got is good. I ended up with this notion yesterday. The Taylor, so she's 20, and she's getting ready for this wedding, and she's super independent, and you'd think that would mean she'd be a little more aloof from her parents, but she's not, you know, comes home. First thing she does is want to cuddle up and hug me and hang out with me. It just, I love that. You know, I don't want that ever to go away. When I'm 80, I want her still, you know, coming over and just lay down on the couch with me and just scratch my head, my old man head, you know, that's what I want. Anyway, congrats to them. It's exciting news. And I'm sorry about his dad dying though. Dave Grohl still kicking it. Yeah. Tweaked Audio sponsoring the show. Tweaked Audio, fantastic earbuds. Go get them. Stream at checkout for 33% off. Let's save you some money, gosh dang it. You don't want to just buy good earbuds and then pay full price. Why don't you pay a third off? Pay two-thirds the price. That's what I meant to say. So for some reason, the dock just freaked out on me. And I don't know why.
Oh, wow, it just reset.
Yeah, what's that about? Do we know what that is?
I don't know.
You know what it is?
Google, now managing Skype.
What is that thing? Okay, now I think we're okay. I fixed it.
Okay.
That was really weird. Tweakedaudio.com. Code stream. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to a song. And when we come back, Wendy will be here for Therapy Thursday. An interesting topic, I think, from a listener. Before all that, Brian's got music. What do you got?
Yes, this one's a little bit late. We had a request for Thursday, August 7th. I was in Vegas at the time, so we didn't get this one, but I want to make sure we got it in the lineup here. Hey, Scopes Monkey Trial and Brown versus Board of Education. Right. I'm writing to request a song be played in honor of my first and only 29th birthday on August 7th. I love TMS. And a couple of years ago, you played a great cover of Born to Run for my birthday. So I'm back to get some more Ibbot magic. I've loved the folksy covers of rock songs you've played. So I leave it in your bald and beautiful hands to play your current favorite cover fitting that description. Shove my bro, yo, Amy in Portlandia.
Nice.
This is good. And this is one that actually I kind of rediscovered yesterday. I was putting music together for yesterday's cover villains. Like, oh, I forgot about how great the Lost Pilgrims are. Lost Pilgrims are a Celtic influenced folk band that do covers of rock songs. And on this one, they do a cover of a song that was originally recorded by a band called Brinsley Schwartz, better known as kind of the launching vehicle for Nick Lowe, singer Nick Lowe. Mm. But everybody connects this song, and rightly so, with Elvis Costello. The song is What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Here it is in kind of a Celtic folk version by the Lost Pilgrims.
Well, it would be if I had it queued up. Scott's a big dummy, so... Everyone hold still for a second. That was, you did the perfect, intro there. You just did the right job. But here I am picking my butt. All right, we got it. Here we go. I'm playing it now. We'll be right back with Wendy. Stay tuned.
I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the dark of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Whoa, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? As I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusted? Where is this harmony, sweet harmony? Each time I feel it slip away, it just makes me want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Love and understanding. Whoa, 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 what's so funny about peace, love and understanding? Whoa, 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 what's so funny about peace, love and understanding?
Is your friend and he depends on you to take good care of him.
Purina Cat Chow.
Purina Cat Chow. You can depend on Purina Cat Chow.
Purina Cat Chow. Cha-cha-chow.
He depends on you to take good
depends on me for loving care. And I depend on Purina Cat Chow to give him great taste and nutrition.
Purina Cat Chow, you can depend on Purina Cat Chow. Purina Cat Chow, chow,
chow, chow. Boots and pants and boots and pants.
This is the morning stream. It's just what the doctor ordered.
And we're back. Man, this guy.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
That guy's the best.
What was that a commercial for? That one I don't remember. At the beginning of the show, and
it's a mall, and it's actually kind of a newer commercial. It was kind of viral yesterday on the internet. A bunch of people sent it and said, "You got to play this." So I thought, "All right, okay. We'll cap it." But it was one of those just bad local mall like.
Gotcha.
And they had all these people from the different stores.
Here's all the things you can buy there. Yep. Okay.
And they were all just as bad as this guy.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Boots and pants, boots and pants.
If you saw a picture of the guy, you'd go, oh, yeah, okay. That was him talking. That was totally that guy.
Excellent. Oh, I'm going to look for this.
Pretty good.
I'm sure somebody will post a link to
East,
it in the next
East Hills
minute.
Mall is the name of the mall.
Okay.
East
is
Hills
it just
mall.
Like a mini
it's
mall?
Like a mini market mall, or however you said it. I missed that guy, too. All right, we're going to call Wendy. She should be Sweden time at about 5:08 p.m. 5:10 p.m.
Yeah. Sweden time.
Sweden time, everybody. And see if we can't make this work. We had some technical stuff last week, but might get lucky this time around.
Hello.
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 Guten Tagen.
Jawohl. Sweden, are we reaching?
How's things? How's it going there?
Good. Yeah. Good, good, good.
What do we got, John, now? What kind of internet are you using this week?
I don't even know. I just turned off my Wi-Fi again and answered the phone, so hopefully this works.
I feel bad if this is like a big data thing for you, though.
Ah, it's all right.
All right. If not, well, you'll let us know, I guess, when the bill comes from,
yeah.
From whoever runs that over in Sweden. So Wendy sent this photo. I got to just share this real quick. So Wendy sent this photo to me of this candy bar over there that's called Wiener Nougat. Wiener Nougat, everybody. Wow. Let's get some Wiener Nougat on the show. Could somebody send us that for testing?
The weirdest thing is the pictures of the people dancing. There's
I know.
A ballroom dance team on the front and then Wiener.
So, yeah, in truth, Wendy, really, you can't take the 9-year-old boy out of Wendy. That's the truth.
I know. It's so bad.
It's Therapy Thursday. It's when Wendy comes on the show, yay. Despite the weird intercontinental divide that we now have, and talks to us anyway about stuff that's going on. So we're going to do that now. Wendy, today's topic is kind of vague, but I think interesting. So I'm going to read the email, and then we're going to go from there. And we'll hurry so that your data plan doesn't kill everybody.
Okay, talk fast. Go.
Wendy says, Wendy, is it possible to be laid back? Says S, someone we're going to call S. I describe myself as a beach cruiser. No matter how hard you pedal, I'm the only going to go so fast. I'll pay extra instead of doing things on time. The funny thing is that I'm really not really lazy. I just have a hard time caring. To quote Scott, am I weird? Thanks for the great show. S. Now, I'm not exactly sure if they're saying he's too laid back. I think that is what he's saying. Is it possible for him to be too laid back and to take all the shortcuts and all of that and still not be a lazy guy? I take it also as
a hard time. The key right there is I just have a hard time caring.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't
not
seem to
lazy,
care much.
Just
don't care. That'd be the part I'd underline with my yellow highlighter.
Now, if he didn't care, though, see, this is where I kind of hit a wall with this guy. If he didn't care, he wouldn't send the email. Obviously, something about this jumps out at him, or else true not caring would mean you really would have no reason to email us.
He cares about the fact that he doesn't care. We don't know if he cares that he...
Sure, and asking the question, am I weird, makes me think that he does care a little bit. So, what does it
mean? Hold on, is that a question you ask a lot? Am I weird?
No, I don't. I don't know why he says that. That's funny that he'd say that. Maybe I do. Maybe on the show where I'll just say, hey, I'm totally into bologna and peanut butter. Is that weird? Like that. Like I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I actually don't like bologna and peanut butter. But
that's super
you know what we used to do, though? Wendy, I don't know if you remember when we were kids, we used to take a slice of bologna or a wheel of bologna, like the store-bought crap, right? You'd take off that weird red ring around it. Oh, no, you'd leave that on first. Sorry. There's like a plastic ring around it. I guess it's the casing when it used to be a thing. We put it in the microwave. Matt used to do this too, so I think it's where I got it. Put it in the microwave, pour a little bit of Worcestershire sauce in the middle of it, And then microwave it for like 30 seconds. And what it would do is it would envelope up into like a hard bowl of meat and absorb all that
sauce.
Get the sauce in the middle of it. And then we would eat those after school. Did you ever do that? Was that just your idiot brothers? Okay.
That was a generation gap there. We did not do that.
All right. But we did all call. We all referred to ramen as Korean soup. So
I know. I still do.
Yeah.
They have a Swedish version. You know, my kids were like, get it. And I'm like, we are not getting Korean soup.
That's what you call it? It was Korean soup?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I did. I gave in.
It's a little racist because we had these Koreans in our house. You know, we lived with Koreans. So we just thought everything that was semi-Asian must be Korean and then the name. That's the way it was. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So what do you tell a guy like this who's clearly concerned about his attitude toward, you know, is not his laziness, but whatever you want to call it, is it his?
I think he's a little proud of it, to be honest, don't you? I mean, he's sort of like.
Uh oh.
Why do the rest of you.
Sorry, your phone was doing that thing it did last week.
This is a slow, amazing slow downer.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Didn't I send you? I sent you that file, didn't I?
Yeah. I sound awesome. Anyway, okay, so is it doing it now?
No, you're fine now. You should be okay now.
Okay. So yeah, I think he likes it about himself. He kind of, you know, thinks he's cool, I guess. Don't you think? Are you getting that impression?
A little bit of a like bragging about, hey, you know, I don't care. Is there something wrong with that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Right. But then you wouldn't have that to say unless hundreds of people have made a comment to you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're killing me. You're going so slow. Or, you know how I like more detail. I'd love to know if this person is married.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're married to someone who's very quick, because that's likely.
You think so? Like, he's got, there's some contrast happening here with somebody else who's close to him, probably.
Yeah. I mean, take any quality you have that gets comments about it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a little bit of like bragging or complaining, right? Like, people say I move slow.
Oh, the irony. The irony's killing me on that one.
Is, yeah.
Are you there, Wynn?
Ah. People say I disappear frequently.
People say my phone call drifts off into nowhere land. Hello?
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. Yep, you're good. What was that? Did he just hang up on you?
There's probably a shooting in my neighborhood.
Oh, God. I love that you're... can I tell you how much I love that you're in a neighborhood that is actually a little bit slummy and run down in...
The slums of Sweden.
The paradise otherwise known as Sweden. Something funny about that.
And that is the irony. I will send you a picture of like the playground just outside. It is probably the best playground my kids have ever seen. And we are in the ghetto. Like
weird.
That is Sweden for you. It's just, it's so beautiful. They can't help but be pretty. At the same time, they're a slum. No, it's good.
The dead bodies are amazing. The robberies are glorious. It's incredible. Anyway, sorry. Amazing. You were talking about some slowdown.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, what is he just sort of, is he married? Does he have people complaining about this, like, on a regular basis? And is his strategy to manage the criticism to be like, this is just who I am, you know? Obviously, he's been accused of being lazy, right?
Sure. Sounds like it.
I mean, his analogy is good. A beach cruiser, have you ever tried to go fast on those? You cannot.
Mm-mm. Well, hold on. For those not in the know, including me, what the hell's a beach? What's a beach cruiser? What is that?
Have you never been to the beach?
I have, but what's a beach cruiser?
It's a bike. It's like a... You don't have to have it at a beach, but it's those big old bikes that make you look like you're tooling around.
Super heavy. Kind of like what Pee Wee Herman had.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I thought it was like not in the water, like the paddle ones, the bike paddle ones. Okay. No. All right. I didn't know they were called beach cruisers.
It's possibly what Jack Tripper falls off of at the beginning of Three's Company.
Yes, exactly. Wow. That is a memory.
Weird, right? Remember how that was forbidden fruit in our house? But anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
We had
continue.
To sneak to watch that show. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. He's saying, like, you know, I'm just not going to go as fast as everyone wants me to go. And really, I just don't care. Maybe it's that he doesn't care about anyone's criticism. I just wonder, like, what does make him go fast? Like, there's got to be something.
Yeah, like if there is something that does motivate him in life, like he's big on video games, but maybe not so much on,
Yeah. Right. Or maybe he's
speeding at the beach.
I mean, I have friends that the minute you say, hey, we're going hunting this weekend, suddenly they are 1,000 watts of excitement and motivation and movement and all of that. But any other time, they're just kind of slowly rolling around, not much going on. They don't seem sad. It's not like a depression thing. They just seem like they're not moving, you know?
They're just not that excited. Like, I have a good example. Whenever it's like free Ben and Jerry's ice cream day or free Slurpee every year on July 11th, you'd think I would remember.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, they get up early. They take their kids. They stand in line. And then I turn into molasses. There's no way I'm doing that.
Right.
That is so unappealing to me.
Different motivator.
So
for
sure. Maybe there's that. But is he weird? Like, let's answer his question. Is he weird?
No. I mean, that's his question, but I don't think he is.
No.
Maybe when
he just doesn't have the things that motivate him, or he needs to find the motivation, right?
Right.
Yeah, or he just doesn't care. Which, if that is really true, and you're not just like, I don't care to be cool, and you genuinely are like, meh, I don't care, then who cares? Just go slow.
Right. Well, okay. But maybe, see, this is where I think we're not getting the full story. Because I think what's going on here is he maybe is feeling like he's not motivated to do things he maybe wants to do. And he's just kind of like, it's easier just to sit here, or it's easier not to worry about it, or it's easier to do the shortcut or whatever. And that kind of stuff, if you're not content being that guy, well, then this is a problem, because it's just going to build up and get worse. And he's going to just beat himself up every 5 minutes because he's not getting up and going for the better job interview he knows he could get, but he's just too tired and lazy to worry about it. So he'll just stay with the job he's at, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, there's no upward mobility going on for him. Whereas it, you know, or at least in his perception, everyone else seems to be doing that and he's not.
Right. Well, I'm learning a couple things by being in a totally different country and culture is that Americanism there's some pathological elements to kind of the way we live a little bit, in the sense of, like, you don't know, like, you're the fish in a fishbowl and you don't really know you're a fish until you get out and you go, oh wow, I was, you know, I'm a fish. I know, deep, right?
Right.
So
very deep.
What I mean is, like, so here's a perfect example. We met this couple, she's Swedish, he's American, and they lived in the States for a long time, and then they came to Sweden. And in Sweden, you can't get fired unless you've really, like, done something very, very wrong, right? You don't get fired because you were late a couple of days or because you were sick, you know, too many sick days or something, right? They have just lots of things in place that protect jobs. And so here's this American comes to Sweden, and he does what Americans do, but you don't realize we do it because you're in a fishbowl until you get out of the fishbowl. Well, here, you know, he wakes up, he feels terribly sick. He takes a couple Tylenol and goes to work anyway, which all of us in America go, well, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can, get your ass to work. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in Sweden, you stay home and you sleep and you feel better. And then you go back to work when you feel normal. And you think, well, that's weird. But when you really think about it, is it weird to stay home when you're sick? No. And so it's not even just, oh, I have the right to stay home, I'm not going to get fired. It's more than that. It's a mindset. And for this guy in particular, kind of blue collar, you know, done work where he could be replaced fairly easily, he had this burning, like, I got to get there or someone's going to take my job, or I'm going to get there. I got to get there or I will, you know, seem redundant and, you know, they'll hire someone else or promote someone else. So sort of that driven running kind of thing. And, you know, for some, they're like, I love that. That's what makes America great. And we're so great. But there's also just hard to step back and go, is everything we do great? Like, is the fishbowl that great? And I haven't been able to live outside the fishbowl for a long time to even see any of this, right? And right. I think there are just going to be certain types that the mad rush of, you know, accumulating material goods or climbing the corporate ladder, whatever that sort of rat race thing is, that is pretty strong in America. I'm not saying it's not everywhere else too, but you know, maybe they're just not built for it. They don't like it. It's not appealing. And, you know, he really should just be on a beach cruiser or whatever.
What's weird is that, like anything, I feel like either extreme is a problem. So if you are if all you are is motivated to kill yourself to get that next promotion or to maintain whatever you got to maintain in, you know, with everyone else in this fishbowl, that's a problem. And detrimental to your health and probably to overall just, you know, cultural whatever. But I also don't think it's great on the other swing, the other far end of it, which is just do whatever the hell you want. Cause then nothing, I mean, that's how that's good for productivity. I don't know, you know, on the other extreme. I mean, there is a middle space here, and that middle space is probably what, you know, Google and, you know, Apple and others achieve, where it's like, yeah, we got free food everywhere and everyone just chill out. Oh, you can't come in for a week. No problem. Take a month off. Like there's a
Did
lot
they
of that.
Really do that?
We do in some places. Yes. Like there are highly desirable positions, but they're usually, like I say, it's usually these like kind of forward thinking tech companies that tend to work that way. There are plenty who don't, but,
and maybe this sounds conspiratorial of me, but is there not some,
oh, this is a bad one.
This is a real bad. Oh gosh, that one was so bad it kicked her off. Wow, that was special in a way. Whoops. Hold on, let's try that again. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, that was a bad one.
Sometimes you can piece together the word you're saying. That one was long. Dragged out so slow.
That was like watching. That was like that scene in Untouchables where the baby carriage is falling down the steps and he's trying to do 20 things at once. It's just this long slow motion sequence of events. Anyway, sorry. You were saying sometimes you wonder and then it went crazy.
Well, I was ripping on Apple and Apple's culture and Google culture, and then all I heard was Brian go, "Oh, this is really bad." I'm like, "Whoa, you guys work for Google?"
That's the funniest part is that we're still hearing you say the words, but you're hearing us respond. That's the funniest part?
Yeah, that's the weird bit. Anyway,
So I know. I'm like, I don't know what is happening.
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry. When you get out of the slums,
saying, do you think there is not a
the internet gets better out of the slums? That's what we know.
I'm sure it does.
You'll be fine. There's no question that I'm just saying if you want to have a lot of innovation and a lot of sort of trying to lead in some way, it's hard to do it if you're just chilling out all the time. If you want to not have an unhealthy, too much of an attachment to what work is and what work means and just kill yourself early because of it, then that's no good either. There's got to be some moderate center space where, you know, some achieve it, some don't. But I don't know that the answer is to kill yourself going to work every day because you feel like you got to compete with everybody. And I really don't think it's just, I may not go in today. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I got to show up all week, but I'm not going to get fired. You know, some of that stuff seems a little extreme to me as far as getting stuff done, you know, like you got to get stuff done, don't you?
A little of that fear is healthy just to kind of keep you from getting too lackadaisical and too complacent.
Yeah. So. It's like a parent saying, you don't have to mow the lawn. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm supposed to mow the lawn. Don't worry about it. Do it Friday. Hey, mom, I don't feel like doing it today either. It's fine.
Exactly.
Do it next week. Like that seems like the wrong extreme too. I don't know where this guy is on this scale.
No. Yeah. And he's not saying like, I have no money and I'm a homeless bum and he might just be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have a lot of details on this guy, sadly.
Come on, people, email details.
But what if you're the other guy? Okay, so we know what he is. He's starting to worry about it. And maybe it is that fishbowl that is giving him the pressure to feel like he needs to do something different, right? That may be what's happening here.
Right.
But on the other extreme, which is the guy who can't sit still and can't take a breather and can't calm down, that seems like the bigger problem. Like that guy's harder to satiate. That guy's kind of me. Like I kind of have this at the end of the day. I'm like, all right, here's a moment where I should be able to just take a few deep breaths and just chill out and not do anything. Sit on the bench, sit on the park or go to the park, hang out with the ducks, whatever. I always feel like I got to be doing something.
Yeah. There's a real guilt. I'm totally with you. There's a real guilt feeling that I get anytime I just take a break to say, you know what, I want to just go, you know, sit down for half an hour and watch some TV or something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, I could be working on this, or I should be doing this, or
that's an hour I could spend finishing this project, or
and maybe that's just as unhealthy as the maybe I don't care enough,
or maybe more. Like that's the whole point is like we are you and I are gonna if we early grave it, it's because we worked ourselves to the nub.
Yes.
This guy.
Well, and as I'm listening to you as you were talking earlier, I was like, you're in the fishbowl. Like it's so hard to not see what you think you see, right? Because that's all you see.
Right.
And like this guy, for example, the American here, it took him over a year to just calm down, right?
Yeah.
To adjust to a whole different way of looking at life. Like when you're off here. There's a, it's a very interesting dynamic. Like they take life seriously and they, you know, the politics, there's an election coming up. It's so fun to watch. And I can't vote, so that's kind of exciting too. And, you know, it's anyway, you know, it isn't like everyone's just dinking around, but they have just a different mentality. And until you step out of what you guys are both describing, it's, you can't see it. Now, of course, I fall into the same category. My life before I left was insanity. And now I do nothing but, you know, play at parks and hang up wet clothes all over our apartment.
Yeah.
Like that's my job now. And so I'm, you know, sort of observing a lot and thinking about a lot of things and, you know, and suddenly it's hard to just imagine the craziness that is just normal for the average American mom and family and dad and, you know, working individual. And I don't know what it's like everywhere else, but it really is an interesting thing to pause. So if you ask yourselves, what is it? Why can't you do that? Why can't for a half hour you sit on a bench? Why?
Why? That was a long one. The best ones are where they hit a word that just is
right,
a great
exactly
word.
Exactly a phrase, yeah.
Yeah,
and then it goes, is this weird?
But yeah, sorry. No.
Why is that?
Yeah, why? Why?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
I don't know. I mean, why is anything? Like if you,
No.
No, this is my point. My point is this. I think that it's easy to say, whatever situation you're in, let's say, you know, an uptight lawyer guy who is constantly in court and is just motivated constantly to be running around like a freak, sees some guy on the beach who's just chilling. And that guy's there every day. And he's got a job, but it's just enough to make it so he can survive as a dude that likes to hang out on the beach. You're always going to have this divide where that guy's going to see that dude and go, what a lazy freaking turd. Mm-hmm. And that guy's going to look, dude, look at you. You're just the man. You're
slave
working for the man.
Slave to the machine.
Slave to the system, man. I don't know when the twain ever meet in those conversations. There is no crossover
but
there.
But you know there's a little bit of jealousy probably on both sides. Certainly on the side of the lawyer of like, God, you know, I wish I could take a break from what I'm doing and just go hang out on the beach for a while.
He'd love to be that guy. And the other guy's like, I'd love to have that Lamborghini, man.
Right, exactly. Or have some of that kind of money.
Yeah,
that'd
be great, dude. I spent it on him. But yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like there's it's always the fringes where I get frustrated because I feel like the middle moderate is always where the truth is in the end of everything. Like it's just there's never extremes never work for me. So his extreme of being lazy, if indeed he is, we don't have enough details. But let's say he is extremely just sort of laid back. Well, that's probably not gonna help him no matter where he's at. But somebody who's extreme on the other side is not, that's no good either. So he should strive, as we all should, I suppose, for some kind of, you know, some kind of middle ground. And I always say it, but there's always, I've never seen anybody on the extreme right or left or fringe of any argument, topic, politics, religion, whatever, that the extremes have always rang false and have always ended in disaster, it seems like. Than those who are like, well, you know, these libertarians kind of have a point, but so do the Democrats. And guess what? Also that one conservative point, that actually makes sense to me. And, you know, there's always like there's some middle thing because it's complicated, nuanced and granular. It's not like black and white. So for him, there is no such thing as extreme. You know, there's no like he shouldn't be aiming for, I want to be doing everything fast and at a million miles an hour. Or he shouldn't be doing everything sitting still. He should find some like middle strip.
But have you ever been around someone who's really frenetic when you're very relaxed?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Again? Totally.
Maybe I have.
And you're sort of like, whoa, okay. You know, I wonder if that's his experience quite a bit, you know, with people who are just in a hurry all the time and have no time and they're busy checking their phones and they're busy. And he's like, I'm just not that speed. I'm not sure this is about work ethic. I think it might be about he just has a different speed than what I have noticed is just everyone ramping up their speed. So maybe he's just stayed normal, like maybe 1987 speed. And then everyone else is like just ramping it up.
What was 87 speed? I'm curious about that one.
That just popped up. I was like, I can't say 84 because that sounds like the book. And
yeah. Plus, that was that was a good year. That had a lot of movies in it we liked. 84 is awesome.
Let me say this. Let me say this. You two are probably like your average listener. So you probably don't have the lawyer listening, and you probably don't have the dude on the beach listening to this podcast. You have you guys listening.
Yeah, probably,
which
sure.
Is you still haven't answered my simple question. Why can't you sit for a half hour? So there was a study recently, and this is crazy, but they hooked up hundreds of people to a shock machine, self-administered. They had them administer one shock so they could feel it. So it was like, oh, you know, it hurt.
Just to let them know that it was real.
Yeah, this is real. And that's what that button does. And then they said, we're going to leave you in this room for 30 minutes that you can't do anything else. There's nothing in here. You have no electronics, no phone, no nothing. You can just sit with your thoughts or whatever you want to do. And we'll be back. Half hour later, came back. 2/3 of men shocked themselves.
That's
and
awesome.
one third of women shock themselves. So rather than being alone with your thoughts, they shocked themselves.
I could totally do
just
that.
Just for something to do. Like just.
But that annoys me because that's who did they get? I could totally do that for half an hour. That's not a big deal. Like that, right. That blows my mind that they couldn't sit still for that long and not shock themselves. Like, I can do that. I have to do it for lots of things. I had to sit completely still and not move a muscle for 2 different eye surgeries. I was very well unhappy to do that.
And yeah, that's different.
How, though? Either way, you're going to feel some pain.
Because you're almost in a forced situation where if you don't do this, you will lose your eyesight.
Well, no, in this case, it wasn't. It was just you'll just delay how long this takes us to finally get you in the OR. So if you want to be here for 3 hours, go ahead and fidget. But if you want to, but either way, I mean, the safety was never, that was never an issue. It was just, you know, be still. And then we get through this quicker. So for me,
but
for them to say, if they said a half an hour, totally do a half an hour. That is lightweight.
If you can. You would not be tempted to push that button or think about pushing that button.
Not a chance. There's no way I'd push it. Not if I knew, okay, if I knew it was going to shock me, unless somebody said, now there's a chance when you push the button 50-50, one of them's going to poop out, I don't know.
A taco. Ice cream.
Yeah. And the other, or it's going to shock
Nintendo
you.
Nintendo 3DS.
Yeah. Or even better, let's say it this way. There's a 50% chance that $20,000 will spew out of it. And there's a 50% chance that it will shock you. I might take that chance, but that's not what the experiment is. The experiment is it will shock you for sure. I would totally sit still for a half an hour. No problem.
So you're in the 1/3. So 2/3 of dudes still shock themselves. In fact, this is my favorite. One guy shocked himself over 100 times.
What?
Oh my God.
He had to have been a weirdo though, right?
Am I weird? Am I weird because I shocked myself?
I don't know.
Anyway, my point is, and that just proves it, is people really struggle to sit still, right? They don't want to be with their own thoughts. They don't want to be with themselves. So when you two can't answer my question of, well, how come you can't relax for 30 minutes? Or not think about something else to do, I think your ability to do so has been compromised.
All right.
And that's because you never practice it, you never do it, and you have a wired for productivity thing going on, right?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's true. Yeah.
And so what's the consequence of that? And maybe this guy is sort of like, it's like peer pressure. He just kind of goes at slow speed and it's normal and the rest of us are hyper. And using drugs to manage it, by the way. We all do it. TV, games, alcohol, weed, whatever. Weed. Right. You're in Colorado. It's totally weed. Right?
We're not going to get any emails at all seeing people saying, hey, she compared weed and alcohol to video games and TV.
Well, how about we scan everyone's brains and you tell me they're in a different.
No, there's right. It's true. The dopamine gets there one way or the other.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, whatever, and we all have our choice. Sure. We all have our drug of choice, right? And we're all managing our stress that way, right? The way we're not managing it is through calmly relaxing by some nature or, you know, breathing or meditating or praying or whatever, you know, whatever you did before there was a TV. And, you know, I think so maybe this guy is just sort of stuck in that mode and that's cool with him. And he doesn't, when he says maybe he doesn't care, maybe he watches everyone being frenetic and is like, I don't get what they care so much about. Mm. So if you ask yourself, you can't sit for 30 minutes because you care so much about what, you know, like, do you have to care about watching ducks and water in order to utilize that 30 minutes to relax? And I mean, we have so much research on just the effects of relaxing and sort of the consequences of constant stress that it is clearly so important for us to learn to relax and have those moments, but you know, we can somehow still survive. It's a little bit of like the sleep cycle problem. You know, I can't get to sleep, so I take a drug to sleep, and then I can't wake up, so I drink my coffee or take a drug to wake up. You know, you sort of get out of the natural rhythm of life, and I sometimes wonder with stress we don't do that same thing.
Yeah, well, probably right. I mean, if I were him, he could approach this. He could see this in two very distinct ways. He could see it as, I need to get on track with what's going on. I'm not getting the goals I want to accomplish. That's a very valid thing to wonder about yourself. Mm-hmm. Because again, he may be in the extreme where he's not just, this isn't just relaxing. This is him just not wanting to do anything. Right. And for all we know, he may not be saying it, but there's got to be plenty of people out there that are maybe affected because they got a touch of depression or they've got some chemical imbalance or there's something going on there. I'm not saying that's him, but maybe that's part of it. Or he's got it right and the rest of us are dumbasses and he should just relax and not worry about it. Right. I don't know how you know without knowing more about him.
I'm having this fun experience where I'm getting to hear from people their stereotypes of Americans. And you can kind of assume what some of them would be like. We all have guns. A big one is that everyone sues everyone. We are just litigious, which I think may be true. I personally don't know anyone who sued anyone.
No.
Nor do I know anyone.
Here's how those stereotypes work. Most Americans don't have guns, and most Americans don't sue each other. They just see these examples, and so they figure, every American has a gun. I don't know. I hardly know anyone with guns.
But one person sues one playground. And that playground's gone. So that's the reality of one out of a million suing.
Yeah, it has an effect.
It's just not a value in other societies. And so there's another. And so we've had a couple people, as we've tried to rent, like admit to us, they've had second thoughts. Like, well, what if someone gets hurt and then the Americans sue us?
Really? they bring that with them?
They're a little worried. I'm like, listen, I don't know any lawyers. It's going to be fine. No, but one other thing is, again, this very just so competitive. When you're using some of your words, it's just interesting that I'm hearing you so differently now, which is like get things done and get up and go. And, you know, it's very productive.
That's a stereotype. That's a stereotype I think is dead on. I think that Americans are way too obsessed with, productivity, bottom lines, getting it done, getting up on time, going to bed late, you know, just.
Yeah, there's so maybe this guy,
I think that's
maybe
true.
Maybe this guy is not American.
Well, he may not be. Yeah, he didn't say. And his email is not entirely clear that it's his native language because it's a little goofy. But it's entirely possible that's true.
And here's what I love. People, when you write these emails in, could you just have someone read it over once? Because Scott will rip you apart.
I won't rip you apart. It's just, it's all part of the milieu. To me, it says something else, you know? If he's a super lazy guy or laid back, part of that is he's not real concerned about how well-structured his emails are. Because he's not really paying attention to it. So anyway, but that's just my stereotype. You know, whatever. British people have bad teeth. Americans sue each other. Swedish are still harboring Nazi money. I don't, you know, pick the one you Whoa. Want. But the bottom, I made that up. Isn't that, that's the Swiss anyway, isn't it? Anyway, whatever.
They harbor anyone's money. They don't care, right? You know,
yeah. Good people, bad. They'll put Gandhi's money right next to the vault where Hitler's money is. Why not? Not that Gandhi had any money. Anyway, I'd like to know more about where this guy ends up. Like, I'd be curious to get a follow-up. If any of this A helped him, or, you know, B, he has a plan. Or if he's just fine.
When he finally gets around to listening to this episode, I'm sure to let us know, man.
Yeah, just take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Don't be the lawyer with the Lamborghini.
That's right. Don't be that guy. I'm actually kind of in favor of not being that guy. It's just the hard bit is just finding where you're happy. And sometimes it's, who knows where that is. Like, that's just a thing you've got to find and search out. And some people figure it out much earlier. So, the answer, it sounds like, is to move to Sweden. Everyone move to Sweden.
And live like a refugee, like I am.
That's right. Any good news on that front? Did that house thing work out or anything?
Yeah, so we didn't get the one farmhouse I had you all pray for. So I don't know what gods you guys are talking to. But we did get another farmhouse, and it is freaking awesome.
Well, I was talking to Zeus, so I don't know if Zeus helped.
It was farmhouse. Built in 1840, and it comes with two cats and a ping pong table, and it's going to be awesome. So
comes
I will,
with two cats? Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
They just leave the – how's that work?
So these people are so cool. First of all the people we've met are amazing. But the ones who are not Swedish, like, want to be our friends. So we've met a family from Persia that we're going to go to dinner with. And this family we're renting from is actually German. And they are so cool. So they have this, like, really old Land Rover cruiser or something. And they have taken on, like, serious road trips with their kids when their kids were younger. And anyway, that's what they're doing. So they're leaving for a year to drive this thing down to Africa. They're going all the way to Botswana. And so they'll stop in Germany for, you know, dinner with their families and keep going down. Yeah. And so they have two cats that they just want to make sure we don't kill.
They'll stop in Germany for a very strict and structured dinner. See, these are my stereotypes. Then when they cross into Africa, they'll get Ebola, and there'll be some warlords there. It'll all be good.
They're so friendly and nice and warm. You would not think they're German according to your stereotypes.
Well, good. Well, you see, that's my point, is none of those are right. They're always wrong. Right. And so I just would say to the fine Swedish people, we don't think everything you sit on is made by IKEA. We don't think that. And we don't think your meal, three meals a day of meatballs and who knows what. And over here, not everyone has a gun and nobody's suing anybody where I live. So relax. All right. Relax.
Hey, I'll send you pictures of this farmhouse. I'm really hoping the Skype is better out there.
Yeah, Skype at the Skype house or at the thing. Well, whatever, they're gonna have we'll figure that out, because we do have some. So the last four episodes of the therapy show, which a new episode goes up on Monday, everybody, the last four episodes of that will be Wendy from Sweden and me from here. And that'll be good if we have good internet.
Yeah, I'll go to, like, the center of town and just stand there while we do it or something.
Yeah, they have good internet there. I've heard nothing but raves really about that. Yeah,
I mean, really do.
Everyone's supposed to have fiber to the house and all that stuff. So
I think it's seventh floor, really, really strong ethnic smells coming through the vents. Like, everyone is making something different for dinner every night. And then some old hashish pipe smoking going on in the hall.
Really,
I don't know if my
strong
clothes will ever
ethnic smells.
I mean, food. I meant food.
No, I know.
Yeah, no,
we're not like Turkish armpits. You're talking about actual food. Like,
yeah, and it's delicious when it's fresh, but you know that, like, 2 days later smell.
It's the worst smell. It's like working at Chi-Chi's when you come home.
Ooh, oh god,
smell like a burrito. Yeah.
That's what's messing with my internet.
Well, there you go. Wendy, have a great week. I hope this internet wasn't bad on your bill anyway. And let's all try to calm down a little bit. Let's all try and relax for 30 minutes and not get shocked.
Yeah, you two specifically put on a little beach cruiser.
She means
Bono
on the Edge. That's who she's talking about.
Hey, you two specifically?
Yeah.
You two. Hey, P.S. Yeah. You ready for your Swedish lesson for today?
Yeah, we need a word. Yes.
Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Not wiener nougat. Something new.
No. Kiss and hug Are you ready? I can hardly say the word.
Okay.
Is puss. And cram.
Puss and cram?
Puss and cram.
Yeah, oh, I love that children's book when I was growing up. The Adventures of Puss and Cram. Yeah. That's fantastic. Next week, I can hardly wait. I love these. These are fantastic. Our best, obviously, to the kids and the husband and all the Swedish people. And may your next ethnic smell be a pleasant one.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, give your husband a puss from us.
Yeah. To hear my sister struggle with saying the word puss is very funny. Because, you know, Wendy's pretty, you know, she generally kind of aims to be appropriate for whatever the situation is. And to hear her struggle with that is funny.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like me saying vagina in a clinical way. I have a hard time.
Vagina!
I have to sing it. Yeah, I have to sing it. All right. So if I made myself clear, we don't all own guns and we don't sue each other. Can everyone just relax over there? It's true. Yeah. People have these hysteria. You know what it is? Quit watching our movies. Our movies are not who we are. Our movies and TV shows are bad representations of who we actually are. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't think all Indians run around going, stupid colors. I think the Indian people probably have a lot of diversity. They're not all Bollywooders.
Right, right, right.
All right, Brian, we're going to do a couple emails and then we're going to get the H out of here. All right.
Okay.
Sure. Before I do that, HelloFresh.com, sponsoring today's show. Speaking of ethnic smells coming out of your kitchen, go to HelloFresh.com. That's not very ethnic. They're all very normal and kind of fresh. You go and make these great recipes from actual chefs. These are chefs who make these recipes. You pick the ones you like. They come straight to your door with the farm fresh ingredients. Visit HelloFresh.com. See if they deliver to you. Morning stream at checkout, 50% off. That's half off, man. Half off.
Half off.
Half face off. I could eat a peach from HelloFresh for hours. Go check them out at HelloFresh.com. And that code again is morning stream. All right, Brian, let's do some quick emails. They're brought to you by.
Brought to you by Coverville, where on yesterday's show, you'll hear covers of, what did I do on yesterday's show?
You did Golly, some Thin birthday Lizzie. Stuff. Yeah,
I did. Let's see. It was Thin Lizzy and, it just completely went out of my mind. And it doesn't help all these spider videos that,
oh, I know. This stuff is insane.
Here you go. You want to know what it was? All right.
All right.
Rick Springfield.
Thin Lizzy. Yeah.
The Knack. Jamie Cullum and Edwin Collins, all with birthday fun on yesterday's show. And we ended the show with trivia from Tina and me. So if that doesn't get you racing over to Coverville.com to listen, I don't know what will.
Oh, that spider.
I know. Toilet spider is even scarier.
I cannot deal with that toilet spider. That would be the end of my life. I just have a heart attack and that'd be it.
Yeah, why not just use another stall for Pete's sake? Oh, and there's another one. Do you see the other one up by the hinges?
No. What? Hold on.
Look at the... Yeah.
Which one? Which is the recent one?
The toilet spider, yeah.
Hold on. Oh, my gosh.
There's another one crawling around up by the hinges.
Okay, that's one spider. Shame on the spider. That many spiders? Shame on you for having a house that lets those in.
Right. I don't think that's a public toilet. That's not a house.
Oh, that's not a house? Home. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's...
Have I told you how much I hate public toilets? I hate them.
Well, that'll make you hate them even more. By the way, put these... we have a place now for these videos.
Oh, okay.
It is...
All right.
Oh, shoot. Where is it? Cleo set up the Twitter account. It is TMS Photos, TMS GIFs. So TMS GIFS.
It's on Twitter then.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Twitter.com/TMS GIFs.
Why is Bill Duran the first thing that comes up? What is this? That's not a GIF.
No, that's funny. But no, that's
great. I guess
that's just how it's set up. So
he wishes, by the way.
TMS GIFs.
All right.
And hopefully
I'll follow
Ironic Name puts all these on there because they need to be seen for sure.
I have followed it. Keep those going.
They cannot be unseen.
That's brilliant. Brilliant idea. Nice job, everybody.
Look, what Zalazi just put in was these two pro wrestlers staring each other down. But see. In the background, there's like two guys trying to climb up on a thing and there's...
What's
falling
going
all over, like,
on? That's it's a WWE thing, but
yeah, I can't tell what's going on in the background. Okay,
what are they doing?
So go follow TMS GIFs, and you'll see all of these great things.
That's amazing. All right, that's amazing.
Okay, all right.
Back over here. What are we doing? Emails. Got a couple here. Gonna read them for you. Short. We got one signed by a Californian.
Okay.
No one in California is being fined for wasting water doing the ice bucket challenge. That was posted on the satire site, The Daily Current. It is bullcrap.
Oh, okay, cool.
So no one's being sued or fined.
Tom was the one who broke that, right?
I think he said that. But I've heard it from others. It's widespread that everybody thinks you're getting fined for that in California. I know you're getting a lot of consternation from people who are mad at you, though. That I know. Mm-hmm. Like Dills did his. I don't know if you saw his. It was awesome.
No.
It was in answer to the... So him and Fletcher both did the ones I challenged him to.
Okay,
still cool. Nicole. No pressure, Nicole. None whatsoever. But they did it. Fletcher did it fully dressed, as you might guess, in a white shirt and tie.
Of course he does. Yeah.
And Dills did it. He took a shot of whiskey before he did it. And then he explained that since no one's supposed to be doing this in California, they did it out back where they were really close to a bunch of plants so that it would water the plants when he got hit. Yeah.
Very good.
He's such a hippie. Oh, my sister's a hippie, dude. Anyway, moving on. I got an email here from Nogard. Okay.
No guard.
On behalf of angry libertarian men, we don't care if the gay guy wants to get married, so long as it doesn't cost us anything or won't be, and it won't even be on our gaydar, he says. I got a lot of similar stuff. I realized that and I misspoke when I kind of tied two thoughts together that day, let people get married if they want to. And that, at that point, I'm talking about not you, but talking about kind of right wing conservatives. Social conservatives, I should say. And when I was talking about you guys, I was talking about my friend who seems to take the other point of view, which is he wants to be libertarian about everything until a gay guy wants to get married, and then he wants to get all conservative on me. Mm-hmm. So that's all I was saying. It was him, not you. I'm not lumping you all in with him. Okay? I get it.
No, because I'd probably lump myself. Based on the quiz that I took right before the last election, I probably would qualify myself as a libertarian
if you broke me down,
but not extremist libertarian.
It's as close as I get to a label is probably libertarian. Mm-hmm. When it comes to my views. Mm-hmm. I think so, because I'm definitely not Mr. Social Justice where I want to go out and save everybody, but I am also, I'm huge on their freedom to do what they want. I think I'm very, if you're gonna slap me with a label, that's probably the one.
Mm-hmm. But no labels, please. No labels.
No interviews. Okay. We got a guy. And I told you about the guy yesterday that called Snowbird and said we're making fun of him every time we play. This lady right here. Wait,
in the Utah?
That somehow that's terrible and we're making everyone look bad up there.
Right. So he...
he also called the better something. I can't remember what it was. Something, oh gosh, now I gotta find it. No, I don't know what it was, but it was some other thing where we were violating some, we were making fun of something.
Oh, jeez.
And then he was like, hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's this very popular morning show that's constantly talking about you in a negative way. And I can't remember what it was. It was something dumb that wasn't even us making, it wasn't us making fun of it. It was some news story about something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the guy needs to quit. Just stop.
So is he emailing you or tweeting you?
No, it's
saying,
just tweets and stuff, or somebody will copy me on it.
I just called so and so on you.
Yeah, I just called so and so. You guys shouldn't say things about weird food from tomatoes, some other country.
Tomatoes are not supposed to be black, guy. I just emailed him.
That's kind of the level of what I'm talking about. That's basically what he's doing. Just go home, dude.
Yeah.
You're drunk. Go home. All right. I'm not supposed to bring up trolls on the show because it's not gonna. It just makes them stronger.
Yes.
All right, that's it. We're done, and we are going to go now. We're going to call Cleo, though.
Yay!
Yeah, I want to hear this story.
Cleo.
This tale that we're going to be told about the old lady. I don't mean Cleo. Just to be clear. There we go. All right. She's being added to the call, all things willing. She should pick up, and we should be on our way. Cleo, are you there?
I am. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, Cleo.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. That's good. That's good to hear. Hey, Cleo.
Well, it's going well.
Cleo, here's the deal. How's the child? I know you were at the hospital again yesterday. Everything okay? Everything going all right?
Yeah, she's okay. She decided in the middle of the night to rip out her feeding tube.
Oh.
Which
turns things into just a cacophony of bad times, but she's fine.
Oh, God.
She's okay now. All right.
Yeah. And normally she kind of pulls it out and I can stick it back in, but it had been out for too long. So it all sealed up. So I had to go have it surgically put back in again.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, geez. Oh, man.
The human body. It's like an ear piercing that's gone wrong, except much more important to her.
Yeah. That child is the Play-Doh fun factory of bad times.
Oh, gosh.
Well, but
we're
good.
You're a trooper as always. Well, here you are. Tell us the story about that lady first. I want to know what's going on with that.
Oh, it wasn't really about the lady. It was about the fact that I live in Missouri, and a lot of the legislature and the people that are doing things with regard to the situation in Ferguson are grossly misinformed, yeah. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Mm. I went to a parent-athlete-type meeting down at the high school because my daughter plays varsity volleyball, and one of the state representatives, whose name I won't give, came out and gave the kids a big finger-wagging speech about how they've taken state police and they've moved them down to Ferguson, but don't you think that means that you can drink and drive when you're here in Belton, blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Wow.
And be careful because, you know, we've got people looking for you. This guy's son is the biggest drug dealer in town. So,
you know, once again, proof. This is so great that you brought this up because it kind of continues on what I was saying earlier about stereotypes and what everybody thinks about everybody. It's always, none of it is anything you ever think it is. And that's why I think I like that guy's raw iPhone feed, because mm-hmm. all I was getting, and I knew what I was getting, all I was getting is his immediate 20-yard radius. So I don't know anything else, and I don't need to, because everything else is speculation. But what I am getting is, oh, yeah, that guy's yelling at a cop. Let's see how this goes down. That's happening right in front of me. I can see it happening. Okay, cool. That's interesting. Guy moves along, talks to another reporter about what he saw. Well, that's the other guy's hearsay, and he even acknowledged that. But still, I get to just see what I am witnessing is some pure story, some pure conversation, and not the larger punditry that is the Ferguson situation. That yeah. Nobody seems to know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, and the media this... conflicts everybody's view on it. So
well, of course. It shapes everything. So I recommend this raw feed because that was non... That didn't have an angle. It was just a dude in the street, kind of scared, kind of thirsty, couldn't find water. Nobody had water. So he was trying to find... He's bumming water off other reporters. He couldn't find a battery because his lightning cable died. And so he had to borrow one from another reporter who ran it out to him. And then... His partner got lost someplace and they couldn't find him and they finally ran into him again. Like, that was just real. That was a real thing. It may not have been about the big picture, and I understand we need analytical stuff later. I get it. But that was there was a purity to that that gave me hope in the way we do things about stuff like this. But what you just told us proves there's so much like granularity and detail and shade of gray to every freaking part of it that you can't possibly know in a 10-minute segment on Fox. You can't do it. So good job there, Cleo, for reminding us.
For knowing that the kid is a drug dealer?
Yeah, that and also slight. This whole time I was wishing that you knew the old lady and you could tell us that she had a story.
A little hope that, there was a connection there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Now let me start recording my podcast.
start doing a
Cleo on countdown
the,
now?
Cleo on the street. Let's do the countdown. What are we doing? What do we got?
Cleo on the streets would be ridiculous.
Mm.
Be a lot of swearing.
Yeah,
okay.
There would.
Points for the week. This week, these guys were super, super funny, and I had so much to choose from, so I'm just going to kind of jump in. We start with the chick that motorboats. She was a nurse or something. Mm. There's a picture of her on the web.
Oh, yeah.
TVZ Gone says she has faces on her knees and cities in her mouth.
Wow.
Followed by Karate, who I haven't seen in the Tadpool before, who says, I nominate her knees for the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Karate or Karate?
Karate.
C-R-O-T-T-Y. That's how I said karate when I was a kid. I'd say, hey, that kid up the street, he knows karate. Anyway.
There you go.
Continue on.
Things to do while Scott Johnson wears a suit. We surveyed the Tadpool, another Jay Martins, and told Brian he thinks he'll be the classiest guy in the park at eating tacos.
Wow.
Sit in the parking lot and eat your tacos wearing sunglasses and a suit.
Nice. I like it. I'll do it. Why not?
When we were talking at the beginning of Monday's food segment, Brian said kind of off the cuff, you both got points for this, Brian and Scott, because Brian said, look at me getting turned on by everyone. And immediately following, Scott said, why did I put that in my mouth right now? It was weird.
Wow. Yeah.
Let me see. One point, Dice Tomato told us that chocolate log, dead to nuts, and white goo is his Willy Wonka porn theme park. For the chick that hits the cyclists and stuffs the meth in her hooch while does so.
Yeah.
Ironic name said, fantastic. Now drugs are getting more vagina than I am. And let's see what else is happening. Wow. If she was at the airport, we kind of put this chick in different situations as to how she would get in trouble. Yeah. Before Tank Girl said, did you pack your own vagina? Was it in your possession at all times? And Tikitsune said, if vaginas are left unattended, they will be confiscated by airport security.
Of course they will.
So be aware.
I've always been warned about that.
Yeah. And the winner for the week for buying bras for $100.
Yeah.
Jester says, instead of Werewolves of London, Strap-Ons of Walmart is my favorite Warren Zevon cover song.
Man, they worked blue this week, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They the tadpole. Did.
Jeez. It's like a, I don't know. What's it like? It's like they're
like every other day in the tadpole.
Like every other day in the tadpole. Yeah, like every moment in there. Nicely done, Cleo. I hope there are no feeding tubes torn out of anything tonight.
I would hope so. She's at school, so let's hope that's not going to happen.
And also, man, stay safe, because from what I hear, that whole state is a giant military nightmare right now. It's on fire right now. Is that right? Is that true?
No.
Okay. It's not true at all. Okay.
It's on fire because it's hot. But other than that, no.
All right. Good.
No. Well, I've got people who actually live near Ferguson who say that it's mostly peaceful protests. The people that don't disperse are the people that, like old women over 90, are the people that you do hear about being shot with rubber pellets and stuff.
She was probably in the process of dispersing, but it just wasn't as fast as everybody.
She's a little slow, yeah. What do you expect?
As fast as everyone else.
She's 90.
I am dispersion.
I'm dispersion as quick as my old legs will take me. Cleo, stay out of trouble, all right?
All right.
See ya. You know what my biggest problem is, and this says more about me than anything else.
What's that?
I just don't like the name of the town. It sounds like an irritating old man that sits in the corner of the bar and don't want to stop bugging everybody.
Or the police, give me Ferguson.
Yeah, give me Ferguson online. We can't get Mendoza unless Ferguson can get in the... Yeah,
Ferguson, your gun and your badge.
That's right. Ferguson, that's the third squad car you've wrecked this week, Ferguson. We got to get Mendoza. All right, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. We're done.
Okay.
Right. Now, there is a chance. I would argue it's about 50%. Okay. I will know by noon today as to whether or not TMS PM happens tonight. That's why we're going a little long today. Because case we do, it feels nice to go a little long, give you a little bonus here. Plus, we went real long on Tuesday. So if you add it all up, we've kind of done a PM anyway. But the point is, I've got a work thing, a client thing that may kill me. And if it does, it will be during that time and it'll hose my entire night. So if that happens, again, about 50-50, no show tonight. If it doesn't happen, there'll be a show at 5:30 like normal. We'll keep you informed. Yeah, we'll tell you on Twitter at Morning
Star. Daryl is standing by with a 2-liter bottle of Sprite and some bananas. And
if
TMS happens, then that's happening too.
Okay, if it doesn't, I don't want to have this wait till next week. I want to see him do this.
All right. All of a sudden.
We'll talk about it. It's still
50-50. What? I don't need this client anymore.
I don't need this client. F you guys.
See bananas and Sprite.
I want to see Daryl throw up and explode. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. But if you keep your eye on Morning Stream on Twitter, that's Morning Stream on Twitter. We'll let you know whether it happens or not. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/TMS. Give a little, give a lot, give whatever you can, and it'll help us keep this ship moving. Also, those asking about the standard Frog Pants one that I've had in place, that's like the manual one I've had for years now. If that was ever getting converted, yes, it will, and it will be soon. It may even be this weekend. So watch for that. It might be an easier way to get you guys involved and also to manage it the way we do at TMS, similar stuff. So thanks for that. Live shows and stuff like that, all found at the website, frogpants.com/TMS. Your music requests come to TMS request, or tiny.cc/TMS request, right?
That's the one, yep.
Use it for your music recommendations and your requests for Brian. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email. Morningstream and Twitter. Scott Johnson and Coverville. That's it.
Okay.
Let's get the H out of here, man. Do you got music?
I do. This one's going out to Crystal T, a.k.a. Nerd Mom, in the Tadpool.
All right.
Hey, Scott and Brian. A year ago, on the 23rd of August, my best friend made me his wife. We met at junior high, so who knew 15 years later we'd be getting married. He and I both listen to TMS every day while we work away the hours. If you could please play one of these songs, it would mean the world to both of us. And the first song she requested was a cover of 1,000 Years by Christina Perry, covered by the Piano Guys. You know, the Piano Guys, they do that
up on the cliff. Yep.
That's the one.
The clip pop.
They have a whole album called The Piano Guys. Came out a couple of years ago with a lot of great stuff on there. A fantastic cover of Titanium by David Guetta and Sia. I love their version of that. It's so good.
All right.
But this is also good. It's 1,000 Years by The Piano Guys, originally by Christina Perry, and going out to Crystal T.
Once again, not queued up. Don't worry about me.
Daryl corrected us, by the way. It's 1 liter, not two.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we don't want to go too far with that. Well, don't forget.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
There you go. It's 1,000 Years.
Pants, boots and pants.
From The Piano Guys. We'll be back hopefully tonight, if not Monday. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you then. Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I don't see how that's a party.